This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
James, I have a proposition for you.
Okay.
How would you like to be in a threesome?
With you and Amber?
No.
Oh, that's how he asks.
Okay. Yeah, that's how he asks.
He really puts the pressure on.
I was like, geez, I have to answer right now. I have to like,
sexual harassment.
Yeah. I have to let her know it's with Dave and Amber. So this could mean my job is on the line.
I think it does.
It's an indecent proposal.
We've got those no windows put in. We're working on paying off.
Yeah.
Oh, Dave's indecent proposal.
Live on the air.
Hashtag me too.
Yeah. Everyone's got a price, according to Dave.
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with me.
Okay.
A-holes. It's not, they don't want your body. They want your voice.
Huh? Like they want to bang my voice?
Listen, yeah. Here's the email that just came in.
That's what I always say to them.
My wife has a huge crush on James's voice.
Mm-hmm.
We have a pretty open relationship. We've dabbled at some swingers clubs, and we don't mind an audience. For Christmas, the only thing she has asked for is if James could record his voice so we could have sex during it.
I'm like an audio bull.
Yeah, you're an audio bull.
You're going to be an audio bull. They want you to talk dirty.
I'll be like, yeah, your husband's going to give it to you hard. Just give it to you as hard as you can. You feel it?
Oh, my God.
Just going
oh, my God.
Deep, baby.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on. I got to change my Christmas list. I'll tell him what to do.
Smack her ass, husband.
Yeah.
Smack it harder. Let her know you're there.
Yeah, strange, I like the. I love request. The idea.
So they are a couple in Massachusetts. They want to be anonymous, of course, but they sent an email hoping you'll record dirty audio for them. That's her one and only Christmas wish is to get that from you.
Well,
this holiday season,
I'm a big fan of granting wishes.
Yeah, you do love it.
If they want, send me a script, but I'm not going to say anything like I'm doing anything. I'm not going to be like, yeah, I'm giving it to your heart. I'm not going to say that.
Who knows where that'll end up.
Exactly. But if they want to write a script
on my computer
where I'm talking, maybe would I be in talking like third person or something? How whatever perspective that would be if I'm saying stuff.
If you were, okay, let's just say there was a voice you really liked, you found super sexy, and you were playing it during sex with a partner, what would you want that voice to say, like encouraging words?
I guess I'm
sexy
different.
Sexy things. You know what I mean? Like, what would you be looking for from that? Just dirty talk? Just filthy?
I would need somebody like in my head saying, don't worry, your penis size is perfectly adequate. You're pleasuring her to her fullest extent.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I would need. I wouldn't want like
daily affirmations.
Like, not like the Johnny go deeper, you know, old dirty joke.
What am I supposed to do?
You know?
Yeah, see, for me, it would, if I was listening to audio of someone, I would just want them to be making like sexual noises, right?
So you need to moan some stuff. And
oh, boy.
No, not with us. Not with us. Not with us. Save that for the recording. Let's save it for the recording.
Yes. We can't do on the air.
Yeah, nope. Nibbity nope. Negative. Nope. We're not going to do that. Yeah, just clearing his throat.
We all know what it sounds like.
Yeah. Unfortunately. I guess that sex noises and like sexy thoughts and but nothing personal. And if you want to grant a Christmas wish, the email's in there.
I do think Scarlett Johansson would be the best at that. Really, maybe because of that movie Her.
Oh, just the voice of the robot that he falls for?
Yep. And it definitely worked.
But it helped that it's Scarlett Johansson.
It's Scarlett Johansson.
Sure.
You can actually picture. Ugliest person.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. You know what you're getting there. It's very attractive. So there you go. You're going to do it, you think?
I'll take it into consideration. If they want to respond with give me some notes, give me some more direction.
Yeah, exactly.
What exactly is going to get her to that moment. Then.
I would take it slow at first, James, you know. Like,
I would just feel weird, like, if I was like, yeah, take those pennies down.
Yeah,
you know, like,
yeah, you should feel weird about the whole thing.
Let me write something up real quick.
It's kind of strange.
Let me write something up.
Let your husband yank those panties off.
Yeah.
I'd have to say something like that.
Chuck, why do you have down here, take your underwear off and remove your soft pants?
Pants are so soft.
Yeah.
They're much softer than your hiney.
Yeah, I'll get this right to
hiney.
Yeah,
he knows every term to use.
It's a pretty big compliment, James.
I think so.
Like,
yeah,
my voice is not usually something I get compliments on. And I say that because I have a text from the past where somebody said, James's voice sounds like a pedophile Kermit the Frog. Hashtag just saying.
You wrote, so. Do you have that?
Yeah, he has it. I printed it out and I put it on my board.
It's one of his favorite moments.
Yeah. No, I keep all the mean things people say. You should see an email somebody
pedophile
wrote about
Kermit the Frog.
Gay fantasies the guy thinks I have.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, this guy really
They're
put a lot
fantasies.
Of thought into this.
You yeah, saved it up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
Now, even photoshopped a little picture of a weird-looking pedophile Kermit the Frog next to it.
Oh, no, that's horrible.
So, oh, my.
But yeah, my voice is not something I'm typically recognized for. It's usually something that's the first thing they insult me with.
Yeah.
Maybe your voice is not good. Why do you read commercials? Quit.
Aww.
Okay, well, I want to tell people about the big Cardis at this local jewelry store.
Yeah.
maybe these people are into pedophile Kermit the Frog.
I mean, maybe she is. You know?
Maybe that's what gets them going.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that is actually a huge compliment.
Kermit the Frog here.
I liked it.
Yeah. Actually, my wife had the same reaction to my voice as that guy's wife, to be honest.
I'm sure she does.
That would be easy. Stuff would be so easy.
Yeah. So if you do this, well, hopefully he'll give you some guidance. We'd like to hear a little bit of the edited version of On the Air of how it turns out.
You got it.
As they unwrap their sexy Christmas wish from James. Two things are happening with the Tampa Bay Rays. There's a chance they could move out of St. Petersburg, moving more into Tampa Bay. And the other thing is they could actually split the team between Tampa Bay and Montreal.
Is this the dumbest thing you've ever heard in your life?
I think it's crazy. Like, am I going to root for half a team?
Well, it's just there's a lot of different rules right now with everything. And like, really, we're going to really do this?
So the folks at Fox 13 in Tampa Bay went to talk to people about it. Where did they go? A place called It's Flantastic.
Okay.
Because if you want real, true baseball opinions, you go to It's Flantastic.
Oh, yeah.
A flan restaurant.
That's
a funny name. Oh. Tonight we're going to dinner at It's Flantastic.
You feel like flan?
It's incredible. They have great flan.
What is flan?
It's a Mexican dessert.
Oh, yeah,
but I think they can do many different versions of it, right? Like, there's savory flans.
Yeah. Are there savory flans?
I think there are savory flans.
I thought it was just like a creme brulee or something, but...
There's a Parmesan flan.
Whoa.
There's another. So I think you can... It's almost, I guess, not really a quiche, but in the quiche kind of similar vein.
The quiche family.
In the quiche family,
right,
if you will. But anyway, here's what the people at It's Flantastic have to think about the Tampa
Welcome
Bay
to It's Flantastic! That's a degrading restaurant to work at.
I'd hire you for the
day. Hi, welcome 100%. To It's Flantastic. I hope you enjoyed your meal, and It's Flantastic.
It's Flantastic. How can I take your order?
Everybody's really beaten down.
I bet.
Flantastic. Here we go.
Lunchtime at the Flan Factory near Ybor City is usually pretty busy.
Flantastic.
And business could pick up even more.
I think that would be fantastic.
If the Tampa Bay Rays move in down the street.
We're excited that we have the potential of them joining our neighborhood. We would be looking forward to it.
Tampa Mayor Jane Castor and Rays owner Stu Sternberg took a potentially major step toward moving the team across the bay. The two spoke face-to-face for the first time about building a stadium in Ybor. The team expressed interest in the site that was once home to K-Force headquarters at the corner of 7th Avenue and Nuccio Parkway.
I think the vast majority of council members believe that, you know, it would be a noble idea, but where's the money going to come from?
The mayor's spokesperson tells us Castor and Sternberg discussed splitting the $700 million price tag of an open-air stadium between the city and the team. City Council Chair Orlando Googe says the city has to maintain its financial priorities.
I can't allocate any... tax dollars as it relates to the general fund to the Rays because I've got an affordable housing emergency crisis right now.
Councilman Goods won't sign off on a deal unless he sees an appropriate funding plan and community outreach from the team. Fans want to see that too.
If you're talking about community involvement, you must meet with those people, not have fancy dinners or fancy cocktail hours. You need dollars, I understand it. But you've got to meet with the stakeholders, which are the people.
If you're trying to do it for a community thing, you should put your face out there. That's what I think.
Meanwhile, a spokesperson for the mayor's office says the Rays still hope to split their seasons between Tampa Bay and Montreal. We're told Mayor Castor is open to the idea.
I have mixed feelings about that. You know, I want the best for them because it's a great team, but we're going to miss missing them here.
That owner was wearing a shirt called a flanatic.
Yeah.
A flanatic.
One of the terms.
Or a flan. Mm-hmm.
What is the flantastic connection to this story?
Nothing.
Just
I don't need to find people to talk to.
Why did they weigh in so heavily with
this? They're like, listen, if you're into flan or flan, you're opinionated. You've got an opinion.
I'm a flanatic.
What's your thoughts on the Rays?
Yeah. It's flantastic. So, okay, how will that work? They won't be called the, will they be called the Tampa Bay Montreal Rays?
No, I don't.
They won't be just called the Tampa Bay Rays if they're splitting and playing half their games in Montreal.
To me, here's what I think this is. This is a message to the city of Tampa that you guys can either pony up or we're already talking to another city about where we'll end up.
They have notoriously bad attendance at their games, don't they?
Yeah, because it's in St. Pete. Like, at least that's what they blame it on. Now, my whole thing is maybe they move to Tampa, maybe still no one goes.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of people complain about the traffic going over the bridge to St. Pete and how that keeps them from going places, so who knows? I can't see them all of a sudden filling a stadium just because they moved to Tampa Bay. Maybe they'll get a few more people there. I don't know if that's going to turn around everything. And also, the proposal is for an open-air stadium, and a lot of people think there's rain so often that doesn't make sense. Like, they should have at least a retractable roof on it.
And maybe they will. Who knows? But, I mean, open-air is it's risky.
The Googe is upset.
The Googe is not going to give up the goods, you know?
The Googe is upset.
It's Councilman Googe, you guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Go on, demand.
Show the
Googe some respect.
Yeah, I know. I'd like to put some respect on his name.
All I know is if I open a flan restaurant ever, I'm hiring Andy for the door.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to Flantastic! Have a fantastic day!
Yeah.
Amazing.
You gotta have a lot of flair.
You do.
Yeah.
All the different flan jokes on shirts.
You'd run out pretty quick.
Yeah, well, there's only so many.
There's only two of them.
There's Flanatic and Flantastic.
reminds me of this dude when I took the kids to... you know, the Ohio theme park, Cedar Point, a while back, there was this creepy little worker who would stand at the door. Like, it doesn't even make sense. Like, flantastic, at least, kind of, it works. He, every time you leave, have a cedar-tastic day.
Mm. Oh, that doesn't work.
Get out.
You're fired. Like, the kid from Omen grew up to work at a theme park.
That's most of the kids.
It was very scary.
Sandusky born and raised.
Have a cedar-tastic day.
Super weird.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
There's an old saying, the juice ain't worth the squeeze.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You know how that goes, right?
Yes.
That applies here.
I just heard someone say it, actually.
Did you?
Yeah, I swear.
Lisa's taken aback here.
I think it was in Ozark.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're in the first season or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
You don't use that too often.
No,
Lisa. The juice ain't worth the squeeze.
No.
Yep, a real Southern lady, I think, said it.
Dave's a real Southern lady.
The juice ain't worth the squeeze. Well, it applies here because a group of thieves in L.A. crashed their car into the front of a jewelry store while it was closed and stole all the jewelry in the front window. So they went to all this work, like caused $20,000 in damage. All that jewelry, all fake. All just display pieces.
Oh, man. Wow.
About $200. Juice ain't worth the squeeze. Here's the story of what happened here from KTLA. Let's take a listen in.
Arthur and Sarah Krikosian have been selling fine jewelry for more than 40 years.
We sell fake
jewelry.
They've
been in this store along Westwood Boulevard for the past 12. They have iron doors and a state-of-the-art security system. But it was no match for what happened late Sunday night. Just before midnight, this dark-colored sedan came crashing through the front window. And once the car did the smashing, the two suspects started grabbing. anything and everything they could get their hands on. The Krakosians have filed a police report, and they've also taken out an insurance claim.
The damage they did was over maybe $15,000.
$20,000.
$100,000.
What was the jewelry worth?
$200. You know, I mean, it was all that effort for $200.
That's right. The jewelry in that storefront window was just window dressing.
It was not really worth doing this horrible act that they had, you know, done, because they just got away with nothing.
This smash and grab is just the latest in an uptick in violent robberies and burglaries. LAPD is stepping up their efforts and putting even more resources into their newly formed Follow Home Robbery Task Force. But for the victims of smash and grab robberies like these, those efforts are barely making a dent.
There's no law and order, yeah. There's no consequences, and there's no bail. So, of course, they're just going to be coming out and going to the next business that they could, you know, get their hands and cars into.
It's definitely not worth the damage they did to the car.
Although those smash-grab robbers didn't get away with items of real value, the crime they committed was still serious nonetheless. That's why the LAPD will be pulling out all the stops to try to solve this case. And with the new task force, they're also reaching out to other agencies for help, including the FBI.
I always thought they were real jewels in the windows. A lot of them, though, they take them out at night, right? Because you'll see just the display, like the little fake necks and stuff, whatever they are, what they call those, and they're empty. Yeah. But I guess if you're leaving it out,
it's smart to put fake.
It really is.
Really stupid of those people.
Well, they must have cased the joint. They were like, man, everything else in the store is behind those big steel, you know, barriers, but they don't have anything there, not thinking, well, there's a reason for that, dummies.
Yeah.
It's worth $200.
Yeah, so they did $20,000 worth of damage, or maybe 10, but the guy said 20.
Yeah.
And the or probably five. Destroyed the back end of that car. They rammed into the building, which probably was stolen, and they got $200 worth of stuff. So they'll go to try and pawn it, right?
Yeah, they're like, realize, this is a gorgeous cubic zirconium plastic ring.
Yeah.
$1.
Yeah.
I'll give you 50 cents.
Yeah, they'll give them 50
cents. Yeah, exactly.
You mad? They were probably like on cloud nine, though, for a while, like, we did it!
Yeah.
All these jewels?
This documentary about these jewel thieves that went around and did it for like 10 years. That's like how they made like millions and millions of dollars, and then they ended up getting caught. But apparently, some jewelry stores are really easy to rob.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. We see them every once in a while.
This couple doesn't look like the kind you can get anything over on them.
I feel like they came from a place maybe where everyone was trying to rob them.
Yeah.
It seems like it. And if you are a little, if you think that way, it's safer sometimes for you.
Imagine a world 10 years from now where the world still exists. Let's not go there.
Okay.
But just 10 years from now, what are drive-thrus going to look like? Will they? I feel like the people working the drive-thru will have to be behind many layers of protection.
It'll be computers.
Yeah, mostly a desert-like scene. And
I mean, the people handing the food, maybe.
Even then, maybe they'll do like that tube thing they use at banks just so there's no
just
human interaction.
Yeah.
A robot version of Elon Musk will hand
something.
You.
Because everyone's losing their crap in a drive-thru and shooting or attacking people. The latest one happened in Ohio. Don't mess with an Ohio woman trying to get fast food.
No, that's the most violent creature on the
planet. Oh, my God.
Most violent creature.
She was upset with her order, so she fired a gun in the Wendy's drive-thru.
It's hard not to hit someone when you just put it in the drive-through window, right? And just squeeze off around.
It's attempted murder.
Wow.
Here's the story of what happened here. Let's take a listen into this report from WJW-TV in Ohio.
911, what is your emergency?
I'm in line at Wendy's off of Lakeshore, and some dude just shot his gun like five times at their box. Was crazy.
This is just one of the craziest things I can recall happening.
Euclid police say a customer upset about the service in the drive-through lane at Wendy's allegedly fired her gun at least three times Friday night around 9:30.
From our understanding, she was upset with her order, that it was taking too long, and she had some choice words for the staff, letting them know that her order better be right.
Police say the woman was accused of swearing at the staff. The manager told the woman they would not serve her and she had to get out of the drive-through line.
She was upset with that and she then fired three rounds into either the sign or into the restaurant.
No one was injured in the shooting.
I see the officer looking for the cell.
Security video from a nearby building shows the suspect's car fleeing the area after the shots were fired. An officer was nearby and heard the gunshots. The I-team obtained police dash camera video showing officers stopping the suspect's
car. Yeah. I'll just finish the sentence here as the video buffers.
Yeah.
For God's sakes.
Uh-oh,
I'm about to play the on hold music and just go
on strike.
If it plays, you're right, Lisa. We need to load it into a different... Okay, so where are we here? We're at one... Let me just load it again, and maybe it'll work this time. Let's see here. Here we go.
That looks good.
Car.
Yeah, perfect.
Open the door with your left hand. Open the door with your left hand slowly.
The suspect, 37-year-old Tia Taylor of Euclid, was ordered out of the car and arrested on a charge of improper handling of a firearm in a motor vehicle. The suspect's bond was set at $25,000, and her case has now been sent to the Cuyahoga County Grand Jury to determine if she should be indicted on the felony weapons charge. Police say they are grateful no one was shot. They said the drive-through was very busy at the time and there were a lot of people in the parking lot.
The whole incident's just disgusting. You know, this level of carelessness, of recklessness, you know, it could have led to any number of horrible outcomes.
And I know that, you know, people's patience is wearing thin, but pulling out a firearm and firing into a restaurant is never the answer.
I feel like the first guy was actually talking about the restaurant not giving them her food right. That was the real risky behavior.
Yeah, it's
like,
super. It's a really, you got to give a big Ohio woman her fast food.
You knew it was risky. What are you thinking?
If you swear at them in the speaker before you even get up to the window, well, one, they could do horrible things to you, your food. But two, they're not going to give you your food.
Yeah.
You can't talk to people like, I mean, who knows what they were like on the other end.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to go to prison for a long time over, like, the Wendy's chili that I would get. Square hamburger.
Square hamburger.
That's not great. A Frosty, I can kind of understand
that. Yeah, well, the spicy chicken sandwich.
I'm sure it's down, though. Yeah, I'm sure their machine is down.
I like their stuff there. Not worth shooting anymore.
Yeah. But in Ohio, that's a leading cause of death.
Fast food crimes.
That then heart disease.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that big lady, she missed out, one, on getting food, and then two, she's missed out on life now.
Well, they were saying that she was fleeing the area. I think she was just quickly trying to get to another fast food joint.
What's open?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be armed to the teeth in 10 years.
Mm. Right? That's what I'm thinking. They're going to have to make some changes. Like the one I went to once, the Popeyes here, that is like basically, you know, a vault.
Mm. Yes.
They're all going to have to be like
that. Maybe gun turrets. A lot of places will have just like a gun turret.
You'll probably have to drive through a metal detector, some kind of metal detector, x-ray.
Yeah.
Like a TSA, but at a fast food place. Exactly. Come on, insane.
Exactly. Come on
Stop
in.
It. Mm-hmm. But they have to protect their workers. This happens just too. This was a random thing. Years ago, fast food rage. That was like a random thing we'd hardly talk about.
Yeah.
When it came up, it was like, wow, listen to this.
Well, they might
now it's like all the time.
They used to just like throw the fries at them.
That was as bad as we'd get.
And now it's like shoot them up.
Exactly.
Right. We had hot oil thrown at one, remember?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They were crazy. Almost burnt alive and people have been shot and stabbed.
And we wonder why our places are empty. And I can't get the stuff I'm after.
I think it's the first time this might have been the first year we had a story where the worker at one of those places pulled a gun first.
It is possible, but
that's right.
They know
the worker
now.
Did. And it was a Wendy's worker.
Wendy's. Yeah. Wendy's having a rough time.
They really are.
Oh, there's a Wendy's down the street here where you don't mess around.
Yeah.
That's the one where I asked
Most Wendy's that I've seen around here are like the don't mess around kind.
Yeah, they are. Hmm. I remember that's the one I asked for, you know, no bun, just lettuce.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And you live down in that neighborhood, Dave?
Yeah,
just he's down here. So
you're
crazy.
I know.
He's here on my way.
It is really insane.
He's looking for trouble.
It's like asking for it sometimes. Yeah.
They're like, hey, get ready to shoot this guy. Who's got a gun? Yeah, we got to put him down. He wanted a lettuce burger. I ain't never heard of it.
Yeah.
just, I'm really watching the carbs. You know? I don't need the fries. If I get them, I'll eat them.
True. That's exactly what I said.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. Yeah, they were not happy with me.
Said no. That. No.
I think any place you stop at, they're happy with you. You stop at the craziest place.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. This is something you definitely would have issue with if you found it in your food. I'm not saying you shoot someone, but you would not be happy. A woman in Ghana found a human dick in her food. Oh. So she believes.
Well,
I'll let you judge for yourself. The shocking video of a human penis object found by a woman from Ghana has left people disgusted. Shared on social media platforms, the video shows the woman showing the object she found in her food that she bought from a street vendor.
Okay.
She found it in a dish called tuzafi, which is, I guess, a staple in Ghana.
All right.
Made with grains and meat. The food is available in street food stalls, and the woman bought the dish from one of those, but says she was disgusted to find a penis, a human penis, she believes, in it.
Well, I know what a human penis looks like.
That's the dish.
Okay, that's the dish.
That's the dish.
That's not her dish.
No. This is what she found.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
Oh, my. That looks like the head.
Oh, my God, she's fingering it.
Oh, that sure looks like the head of a dog.
It really does.
Oh, my God. Oh, that is.
Oh, that is.
That is.
That is.
That is.
Oh, my God.
That is.
That is. God, if you had that in your mouth.
Well, it's not the first time. Man, she really is.
Oh, she's just touching it all over, fingering the hell out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She was basically edging the thing.
Okay. Oh, you can't see anymore. Happy little commercial playing in the background, though.
I mean, is that not a whole... Is it just something totally weird? Like, is it a mushroom?
Dude, you see the head.
I know, but the hole looks suspect.
I think there's a question about...
It doesn't have, like, the
peephole has no depth. But then it's hollow on the other side.
Oh, man. The peephole has no depth. The... Okay. Your helmet goes around and then has some stuff going on the underside of it.
Yeah, where the meats.
Where the meats.
Yeah.
You know? And it has nothing there. It's just perfectly round all the way around like a mushroom. I think she has a mushroom or something there. I know. It looks exactly like
that. That's the biggest
dick-looking
mushroom I've ever seen.
Yes, I agree. I agree.
So shall we play Dick or Mushroom? We put this up at Twitter.com?
Yeah, I think so. Dick or Mushroom. It looks like a penis, but there's some telltale signs, I believe. The undercarriage of this dong head, because that's all it really is the head and a tiny little bit of what would be the shaft.
Okay, let's play Dick or Mushroom. Go to twitter.com/Dave and Chuck and see for yourself.
Because there's a part like around the bottom of the helmet, so to speak.
Yeah,
like the skin is kind of wrinkly. Where
exactly
it looks like it like if a member had been circumcised. Like that's kind of what the skin looks like.
Mm-hmm. But see how it's like perfectly round on all sides. It's got no.
But that looks just
that right there like it. But then the other side, I'm like, what's...
Strange-looking mushroom.
Are there... Let me ask this, then. Are there animals that don't have that? If it's not a human penis, could it be some...
I don't know if there's any animal that has a human-looking penis.
Let's find out. Which animal has a human-looking penis?
This is an amazingly educational moment.
Yeah. I think all animals have, like, it. You know, like a pig's got a corkscrew... Oh, boy. Oh, the animal itself looks exactly.
Yeah. What makes a human male's genitals unique in the animal kingdom? creatures have the weirdest penis.
Yeah, it's hard to find.
I mean, there's lots of penis-looking things.
It looks just like that snake, almost.
Yeah, it does.
I really,
you know,
I don't
know.
You
understand
know.
What I'm saying, though? Like, the one part you are saying doesn't look...
Yeah, most of them are weird-shaped. Like, they don't look like the way ours looks.
Because to me, that's not a mushroom. That is definitely...
It doesn't look like a mushroom. It looks like it's like meat.
If it's not a human penis, it's a penis.
It seems like meat. Meaty.
Yeah, it looks like meat.
It does look like meat. It looks like a circumcised penis head.
But boy, she is not afraid to just flick that thing around with her tongue.
God, it's insane. Not her tongue.
Or look not her feet.
Thumb. Did you catch this woman? Witty's, did you see the foot?
I saw the foot.
Oh, my God.
I saw the foot first.
I'm not sure what's worse. The dickhead or the foot?
They're both horrible. If she thought it was that, why would she be touching it like that?
I don't think it is that. I mean, I just can't believe. Maybe that's the secret sauce in there.
See, that part looks just like...
I know, like the top side looks exact, but then the bottom side doesn't look like a dong. That's the problem.
Oh, God.
You know, there's that the bottom side of it that everyone says it's going around TikTok. The chicks are like feeling the bottom of their tongue. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen those yet.
I think we're getting more penis than mushroom on Twitter. Not a mushroom. Penis for sure. Mushroom. Not sure.
It's a real...
I don't know what kind of regulations they have over there. I'm guessing not great.
I just don't know where you get a nice bit of penis meat.
And then one guy said, I wish mine got that kind of play.
That's what I said. I mean, she's really edging the end of it. The problem is it's chopped off.
I wouldn't want it. In my food. No. In my street food.
No,
okay,
but I
wouldn't want anything
like...
that resembled a dickhead.
I know.
That I've spit out of my mouth in my street food. I would vomit for days.
I wonder if she ate some of it. On the backside.
Something's missing.
You know, you just stuck it with a fork or something, and I don't know if they eat with...
Someone said it's definitely a dong head. Pee hole has no depth because the entire thing is bloated. Just swelled up from decomposition.
Being cooked.
Yeah, I mean, it was cooked, you know?
Yeah, who knows how long it was in that street
food. Like a ballpark Frank.
Plumped up.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know. I mean, I'm really trying to hope it's not, because then there's a guy out there.
Missing.
Who was just chopped up in Ghana.
Well, I'm
I
sure
feel like
many
you.
Men chopped up.
I know.
But how did his wiener end up? Is the rest of him in that? Whatever they were, sir? Is it just all him? Is that man meat?
Yeah, Dave. I think so. Mm. If you can save a little money on meat by just taking the local warlord's scraps.
That's true. You probably save a lot of money.
You know?
Oh. Thank God our street vendors are regulated.
Yeah, think about it, though. Like, I mean, you got street meat in Mexico, and at least you hope you didn't have anything like this. Might have been just finer cut.
Don't be ridiculous.
Made you sick.
It was tainted. It made me deadly ill. It was just tainted Mexican beef.
Sure.
Chuck.
Sure.
What's wrong with you?
Warlord meat.
Stephanie.
Hey. Penis balls.
Penis.
Hey, so there is a mushroom. I can't remember the exact name right now, but it's like a stink mushroom, and it looks just like a penis growing out of the ground, and it oozes like a green something.
That's gross. A green something?
It is really gross. Yeah, it's just some kind of green stuff that oozes out of it, but I actually had one grow in my mulch in front of my house in Michigan.
Yeah, I've seen it, but that's definitely not what this is.
Yeah, this thing looks way more like a dong.
The stinkhorn is it's penis shape, but there's no way that's what it is. If you want to see it for yourself, you can. Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
There are a lot of ways to die, but being eaten alive by otters wasn't on my radar.
No, they'll eat you alive?
A middle-aged man in Singapore named Graham Spencer went out for a walk the other day at the Singapore Botanic Gardens.
Yeah, sounds beautiful. I bet it's wonderful.
He's been doing this for months.
Uh-huh.
But this time, he saw something he'd never seen before. A family of about 20 otters.
That's too many, Dave.
They were only about 15 feet from the path. A jogger ran past really fast and spooked them.
Right.
And they immediately swarmed this guy.
Oh, the wrong guy?
The otters managed to push him to the ground and bit him. 26 times in 10 seconds.
Well, there was 20 of them. Their coordinated attack.
They even bit him through his shoes and shorts.
They have sharp little teeth, right?
I believe so, yeah.
They got right through to his ass.
Oh, man.
My goodness. Best place to be bit, though.
Fortunately, Graham was with a friend at the time. He started screaming and waving his arms. When he did that, the otters froze.
Yeah.
And Graham was able to get up and get away.
Okay. Well, he wasn't eaten by otters that day, thank goodness.
It's not the coolest animal survival story there is.
No.
Otters. You wouldn't expect it.
Yeah.
They're so cute.
Well, they're I think.
Yeah, but
they do.
But
yeah,
can't they like
just ram by?
Do they pull do they eat clams? Mm-hmm. Do they chomp them with their big teeth or
I think they break
pull
them.
Oh,
okay. They break them on their belly.
Okay.
I wonder if there's any pics. I don't think that I didn't notice any pictures of the actual event, of course. Saying of that. Oh, there. Oh, there is pictures of him here in this one. Oh, my God. They got him.
Oh, they got him. Yeah, they got him.
He was treated for his wounds. He'll be okay. Some people believe he would have been dead if his friend wasn't there. Like they would have
never stopped.
Right, they would have just kept attacking him. Rep for the park says otter bites are rare, but they have happened before, and visitors should be vigilant when they're at the park.
I think the problem is the 20 of them. Like 20 otters is
gang.
What are you supposed to do?
Oh, well, look, there's actually a sign to say what to do when you encounter otters there. Do not touch, chase, or corner them. Observe them from a distance. Do not talk loudly and don't use flash photography. Do not feed them. Do not litter. Keep your dog on a tight leash.
Doesn't seem like a relaxing place to go for a walk.
No, it does not.
I worry about that.
Vicious otters.
Yeah. It's a beautiful garden except for the kid of otters that we have.
And peacocks, because it's the second report of an animal attack there in a week.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Girl got cuts in her face for being attacked by a peacock there. It's like Jurassic Park.
Well,
sure, it's crazy. I always, whenever I think otters, I just think of this one video I see where there's this like mom otter and there's like a baby otter on her belly, and she's like gives him a hug.
Yes,
yeah. Like that's what
I picture. That's her just swimming around. All to be.
They don't seem
they
vicious.
Seem cute.
Oh, look, this is called the dark side of otters.
Well, that's what Andy has told me about.
Yeah,
their dark side. They're real rapey. Right?
Yeah, they do have a rapey side.
They
yeah.
do? Otters have a rapey side?
I believe so. But that's an otter and a cat that are best of friends. Unlikely friends.
Awesome. I don't know. Someone swears here.
I know.
This was apparently an otter attack. Look. Oh, and after that person.
Yeah, like he thought it was. And what did he do? He fell. Did he run? Or yeah, he just ran.
He's running for his life.
Yeah.
Thought it was cute until that
point.
Oh,
yeah. Did you hear him? Otters! Awesome!
Yeah.
And then,
the otter, like, saw him. I was like, are you taking my picture?
Yeah, they can mess you up.
They have sharp teeth.
Any little wild animal. Look at this one. This one how...
Got a lot to say that one.
He does. Yeah, it doesn't seem that threatening when there's one of them, but I guess
yeah,
when they run in gangs.
But you know, like I would, if a squirrel came in here and started running towards me, I'd be running. I would run.
You would?
And this thing is like three times the size of a squirrel.
You'd run from a squirrel? I would run from a squirrel.
If a squirrel was trying to get me, if a squirrel, like I knew it was trying to bite me, I'm not sticking around.
Squirrels are scary.
Like
I just
will
kick it.
I mean, I guess, but you miss the kick, and then next thing you know,
you.
Jumps right past you.
I'm not you. Well, you couldn't outrun a squirrel. But
no, but I'm just. I would leave. I'd let it get someone else. I'd let it get Dave, who's like, well, I'm just going to stick around and kick it. I'm like, all right, I'm out.
God, I'm praying right now that a squirrel somehow gets in that studio.
No, stop it.
See how everybody reacts.
I'm out. I'm gone.
I'm just going to kick it.
Please.
If it's coming after me, I wouldn't attack an animal unless provoked, but...
Right. I'm seeing a swing and a miss on that
kick.
I'm going to
be like that old lady from Massachusetts that just cracked all that giant raccoon's bones to death. Put it in a headlock. That's what I'm going to do.
Too shifty for me, a squirrel. Real shifty animal.
Yeah, they can be... They seem mean.
I've never seen a rabid one. I've seen a rabid chipmunk.
Yeah, I haven't seen a rabid squirrel.
No.
And I do believe I've seen a rabid raccoon.
Yeah, I've seen rabid raccoons. That's a, oh, for rabies.
Yeah.
This guy said, otters will drown dogs on purpose. One attacked a man along a beach road down here in Southwest Florida. A UPS driver saved him.
Hmm. So just, you're walking your little dog and it pulls it into the sea. Because it knows it can hold its breath longer.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like a Navy SEAL
move.
Another thing we don't have to worry about.
Don't walk by a body of water in Florida.
It's really dangerous with a pet.
Yeah.
Because you never know what's lurking in there.
No. And it's bad. Like, there's not a lot of, like, friendly stuff. Like, very few manatee that won't do anything to you. Just that they're the friendly lurkers
right,
of the
are.
Sea.
Do manatee kill humans? Have there been cases of manatee killing humans?
I don't think so. I think we just kill them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do bad things to them.
We just run them over with boats all day long.
Yeah, they just keep getting hit by boats. It's so super sad.
Yep.
Manatees are not known to attack or harm anything.
Right.
Just.
And by the way, touching them is illegal. We've said that before.
Yeah. But
you'd want to give them a hug or something. They just seem like... They're friendly.
Love the idea of Dave going to jail because he hugged a manatee.
I don't know. He just looked like he wanted a hug.
Get in jail.
Yeah, I know. I would never do it. You can't do it. There's a place, though, you know.
You can pet them at some places.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
There's a place in Florida that every time we talk about them, they invite me down to swim with them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So one year I'll make it down there to do it.
Bucket list.
Thumb bucket list.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've never actually seen any up close. Just that's on my bucket list.
I've seen them in a boat.
I feel like I've seen them at a zoo.
I've never seen them at zoos.
I've seen them in the wild in a boat in, Isla Mirada or whatever.
An annual survey looked at the top things that cause arguments in the car. And arguing over which radio station to pick made the top 10. The top five things, though, that caused car fights this year were backseat driving, getting lost, messing with the heat or the air conditioning, bad driving habits like speeding, and whose directions to follow. Like if two people are using different GPS apps, that's weird. The dueling GPS.
I've had, though, GPS really fail me before to get to certain baseball fields. I was like, oh man, why in the world did I take all those back roads? And then someone would be like, oh, you just had to keep going up 3 miles and then you came in the backside. Oh, okay. That's what I should have done. But it took me through like a neighborhood and it's weird. They're weird sometimes.
If you want to chime in for a minute, what was the worst car argument you were a part of? 1-855-954-6969.
or 46969 is the text. What caused, I know the story that I love where you actually made your then wife stop the car and you got out. What caused that argument that led to you just leaving the car at the side of the road?
No, I left her at the side of the road.
Well, yeah, that's, I mean, you got out at the side of the road.
No, I said, you get out.
I'm misunderstanding.
Yes, I left her. Probably a warning sign.
Sure.
For both of us.
Do you remember, though, what led to that?
Yeah, I was trying to parallel park or whatever, and there was, you know, a whole bunch of comments. I'm like, you know what? Get on out. I drove away.
So she was insulting your parallel parking.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't take well to insults.
No, you don't. So you, but then
I'm
you did
also
come
not
back.
Afraid to leave somebody on the side
back.
Of the road. Yeah. Well, they were stuck in a foreign land at the time.
Ooh.
So it would have been pretty bad for them.
That's a tough conversation. On the way home, I think. That's a tough ride home.
Yeah, it was a whole day still.
That, you know,
yeah.
When you've kicked your partner out of the vehicle.
Yep. I was setting some ground rules.
Other things that cause car arguments a lot. Who gets to choose the music? Leaving windows up or down? Kids or other passengers being too loud and where to stop during a long trip? Since backseat driving came in first by far, they looked at the top signs that you are a backseat driver, and they are criticizing their driving in general, telling them when to change lanes, giving directions without being asked, complaining about their speed, and flinching or shouting or screaming like they're about to cause a crash.
I had a lot of issues in cars with people.
Me either.
Like arguments or anything. They got real crazy.
One listener sent us this email. He said, I had to share mine. Wife and I are driving down the interstate, going about 70 miles an hour at the time. During our argument, she proceeds to turn the ignition off and slam the car into park.
It's so dangerous.
I was surrounded by semis at the time.
Oh, my God.
Luckily, we didn't flip, just started swerving, and I got over on the shoulder. The car was dead, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
she destroyed their... Listen, if you destroyed my car...
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Come on now. Charles is in Tampa. Hi, Charles. How you doing, man?
Doing good. How about yourself? Penis good. Balls?
Penis. Penis. Worst car argument you've been a part of?
Worst car argument was with my brother. Him and I were driving down 301 in Tampa, and we were... having us a musical festival.
Mm-hmm.
And he happened to drop, we'll call it a drumstick, out the window.
Okay, we'll call it a drumstick.
And yeah, and I told him, you either find it or you walk home.
By drumstick, do you mean joint?
Yes, I do.
Okay, all right.
Yes. Okay. And we're you made him code. Get out. And go find it, which is incredibly hard.
Yeah, let's find it. Yeah, he didn't find it, so he walked home.
Oh, man, why did he do that?
Why did he drop it out the window? Like, by accident?
He dropped it out the window because he was a stoned idiot.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay. Really, that guy really wanted a newbie.
Yeah, he did.
All right, Charles, thanks. I mean, hope that guy made it safely.
Is that the
never
last
heard of
one?
Him again.
You can always go get more. I mean, if it's the last one.
Florida dubes.
Yeah. Down there might be harder.
Harder
yeah.
to find.
Yeah.
I
don't
know. Would be harder upset. To find, I guess.
Yeah.
But you got to be careful with your joints.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah.
I don't want to call it a joint. I'll call it a drumstick. Would you mean joint? Yes,
yeah.
I do.
Yes, 100% joint.
1,000% yes. Marijuana cigarettes.
He gave up the goods pretty quick.
Yeah, he did.
Someone said, worst car argument was when I took a bite out of my husband's McChicken. Before I handed it to him, he got so mad it will forever be known to us as the McChicken incident. We are no longer married.
Well, no, because why is he mad about that?
Don't touch my stuff.
It's ridiculous.
I can see how that could be like a trigger at first. Like you're waiting on a chicken sandwich and then you're like, okay, yeah, and why did you do that? Why'd you do that?
Could have got your own McChicken. We were just at the drive-thru.
Yeah. Only a dollar and some change. If you wanted one that badly, we could have got you one.
Yep.
Talking to the wrong crowd here, apparently.
Mm. Yeah,
I'm just going to keep to myself.
I mean, it's really not that big. It's really not that big a deal.
No, it's one bite.
But it's just one of those things where it's like the right environment. You could have the right amount of frustration going on, and then it's just like,
you're hungry,
like the feather floats down and just like sets you off.
I think it all depends.
You just buy my chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
You did it.
Sometimes you expect a certain amount of food. And you know that it's probably the very least amount of food that you could get to feel satisfied. And let's say it's three tacos. You buy three tacos and you're like, those three tacos will fill me up, blah, blah, blah. And then someone eats half of one of those tacos. I would be pretty pissed.
Your tank will not be full anymore. Mm-hmm. It will be three quarters of the way full.
I would be like, just buy four tacos.
Well, let's be clear. I would not do this. I would not take a bite of my husband's food before I gave it to him. But
right.
I would hope that he wouldn't be mad if I did.
Amber has this thing, and it's driven me crazy for our whole marriage, where she just won't get a drink, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, hey, I'll get a burger and a Coke Zero.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, yeah, I'm good. I'm like, sure, because I want this drink.
Yeah, the full amount of it.
I'll buy you whatever
small.
You like. Yeah,
small
buy you whatever
or
you like.
Something.
Yep.
Nope. So then we're back on the road. She's like, can I have a sip? I'm like, And she's like,
oh. And it's like she's in a desert, right?
Right.
She can't quench her thirst.
Right.
You got to get your own drink.
Mm.
Yeah.
Especially on a, like, hitting the road.
That's it.
It's like, I can't go get a refill.
And so many times I'm like, I know you. You're going to drink this.
You should just be like, I would like two.
I've done that several times. Then she gets all pissy and won't touch it, right?
Oh, right.
Because I ordered an extra one.
She has to win.
Yeah.
I get it. It's they got to win.
But if she took a bite of my chicken sandwich, I'd be totally fine.
I would not.
back to the lines here. We're talking about what's caused a big car argument in your life. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm all right. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm here. All right, so my sister would refuse to let me, move the seat, right? Couldn't recline it, couldn't set it up. It was exactly where it was. That's where she wanted it. No idea why. And then one day we was driving, driving for a couple hours. And we was about 20 minutes to the house. And I've been telling her for the last 30 minutes, look, you've got to stop. I have to use the bathroom. I ain't got a choice. I got to pee. Well, wasn't no bottle, wasn't nothing in the car. And I just, at some point, a man just can't hold it any longer.
He just peed.
So,
did you piss yourself?
Didn't have a choice.
Yeah, he did.
How
he
old
let
are
it
you?
Go.
Well, right now I'm 34, but then I was like 25.
Yeah.
Oh, so you were a grown man.
Yeah,
and
grown
you were
man.
The child.
No. Yeah. 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 I was.
Oh, if a grown man. If a grown man peed himself in my car.
You wouldn't be happy, would you, Dave?
No, I would not.
Mm-mm.
I'd be very angry.
I'm waiting for the next time Dave has to drive us somewhere.
Well, you'll never be in my car again.
Chuck pee!
Yeah. He took a bite of my chicken sandwich and then he wet himself.
I'm like, is it ever worth peeing yourself?
No.
Not really, right?
No.
No. It's a terrible time.
And your urine has soaked into my car seats?
Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck getting that
getting
out.
Getting that out is going to be real terrible.
Mm-mm. Nope. How long did I hold it in, too?
Bastard. That's what he is. Palos in Texas.
Hi, yes. Like a boss. Anyway.
Boss.
Not that long ago, I had this chick I used to talk to, all right? She was just a hookup. She's not a drinker. So she was like, hey, I want to drink, but I want to drink with you. I was like, okay, sure. But I didn't really have my own place, so instead we just went to the park, and it was like a night. So we got some White Claw, because that's the only thing I guess.
Yeah, no laws with the claws, dude.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm about beer, man, but she likes her White Claws, okay, So we ended up finishing up two six packs. I drank a whole six pack on my own, and she drank only four of them, and she was already feeling drunk.
Right.
And I think she didn't eat at all. To the fact that she had to throw up three times.
She threw up three times in your car?
Three times.
In my truck, yeah.
Oh my God. Nope.
And at that point, she lives like in a county area. I live in the city, so like it's like a 30-minute drive to her house. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with you and this? We had like this heated argument, and she started crying. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, at you the put end of her it, in the back.
Yeah, put her in the back of the freaking bed.
Thanks, Paolo, for calling in.
He was a crazy dying.
Yeah. She wasn't prepared.
No.
You wouldn't think that a couple of white claws would make
her. Yeah, that's crazy. Real low tolerance.
No. And listen, I got to tell you, too, same thing. Just like being in the car, there's a window when you know you're going to puke that you can at least lean out the window.
Yeah.
I agree.
Right?
Yep.
There's no reason to ever puke.
You can prevent puking.
Yes. Yep. Especially inside.
I've been like hammered drunk and like thrown up inside my mouth a bunch
of times.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Oof. My goodness.
Take care. I've never puked on a bar.
Mm. Well done.
Yeah. I did puke out a window once.
And that's acceptable.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't cool to the people whose cars I covered.
Well, no.
Because there was on a street side, and I really,
really unleashed it.
I covered quite a few of them.
Oh. A
couple of people.
I can't even
like
imagine.
You exorcisted it out the window.
There were some people with some morning questions.
No, so, like, all their parked cars?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was like Exorcist style, too. Like,
Oh. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be a hard thing to wake up to. You're right. But you didn't puke inside.
Right, and I didn't puke on my buddy's truck, so.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Someone said, the last car argument we have was when I found a sex toy package in my boyfriend's car on a trip to Maine. He said, though, he only bought it when he was car camping and really missed me. Flattering, I guess, she says.
I mean, I guess depending on the sex
which
toy.
Sex
you'd rather,
toy was it?
You'd rather find a man... Like a sleeve.
Well, yeah, like a male pleasurer, not a dildo.
Right.
You don't want to find his card.
It's like, wait a second. No.
Was he using that on his backside, or was he using that on another lady?
Else?
Yeah, it seems like it'd probably be somebody else.
As long as it's a male pleasure device.
And then there's other questions.
Mm. Someone said I was driving during a tornado, and my fiance got mad at me for going 80 miles an hour to get home.
It's a tornado.
It's a tornado, for God's sakes. You'd be pissed at someone.
Sure.
Someone else said, riding with my girlfriend, she starts changing lanes before using her blinker. Her reasoning, they'll see me merging into their lane. Next shift of lanes flips on the blinker after she's already merged into the lane. I just began the quiet game so I wouldn't say something I would regret.
Oh, yeah.
And then this person said, I was digitally pleasuring my ex as she was trying to pass a truck. Next thing we know, the truck changed lanes, drove us right off the freeway.
Oh my God.
She blamed me for the whole thing. If you hadn't had your fingers in me, that wouldn't have happened.
So many times is that true. But it is, you need your wits about you when you're going to pass a semi-truck. I mean, like,
yeah,
I feel like...
It's on her to say, hey, stop for a second.
I think you need to know the scenario. You need to look around and know the...
No, it's on the driver.
In.
Oh, are you telling me that I have to make the call? It's on the driver.
If I was
like a road service and then I realized, uh-oh, this is really icy or something, I'd be like, hey, stop.
I know, but
that's
I mean, if my eyes are also on the surroundings and I'm just doing stuff, I mean, I think I'd be like, maybe I'd slow it down a bit. I wouldn't be like, here we go. Let's take,
too much.
Let's take you to the next level while you're trying to pass this truck. Let's make your eyes close.
I think it's on the receiver, not the giver, or whoever's in charge of the wheel.
Yeah.
It's on
you
them
might be right.
To
it
make
might,
the
it
final
might be
call 80-20. As to
it might be 80-20.
Stop it.
Yeah,
we're gonna get swiped off the side of the highway right here. If they had died, it would have been. Well, it would have been a scene.
It would have been a scene.
If he was still
there.
It
would have been a bad scene. Your arms in the jeans or whatever. No good.
What a way to go out.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.